Woods, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. More than 25 million people are under the threat of severe weather in the American South, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The potential for 4, 5, maybe 6 inches of rain in portions of eastern Mississippi and western Alabama. That's got a flash flood watch in effect, because when you have that much rain in that short a period of time, you are nearly certain to get some kind of flash flooding.
Bipartisan support in the Senate for same-sex and interracial marriages. Here's CBS's Michael George.
Senate lawmakers voted to approve the Respect for Marriage Act, ensuring same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized in every state. The Respect for Marriage Act would also prevent same-sex couples from being excluded from Social Security survivor benefits, as well as the ability to sponsor a spouse for citizenship. The Senate-passed bill now goes to the House for passage before going to the White House for President Biden's signature.
A jury's convicted the head of a far-right group of plotting the January 6th attack on the Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane was at the courthouse.
This was far and away the highest-profile Capitol riot trial so far. The jury here at the Washington, D.C. Federal Courthouse deliberated 3 days and found Stuart Rhodes, founder of the far-right Oath Keepers, guilty of seditious conspiracy of plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power in America January 6th, and found one of his co-defendants, Kelly Meggs, guilty on that charge, too.
A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine has found that an experimental drug slightly slowed the worsening of Alzheimer's disease. BBC News medical editor Fergus Walsh.
This is not a perfect drug, but in a very modest way, it can slow the decline from Alzheimer's. And so even though it's very modest, that is highly significant.
Regulators in the U.S. could approve the drug as soon as January. The U.S. has advanced to the knockout stage at the World Cup, beating Iran. More from CBS's Roxana Saberi at the tournament in Doha, Qatar.
With a header and a sweep of the foot, the U.S. hung on to its hopes at the World Cup, defeating Iran 1-0. The bad news, goal scorer Christian Pulisic was taken to the hospital after the game. His team says he's been diagnosed with a pelvic contusion, and his status is, quote, day-to-day.
Police say DNA has helped them solve 2-decades-old rape cases. This week, they arrested 65-year-old Marion Pearson Jr. in Durham, North Carolina, 41 years after two women were attacked in Maryland. Pearson had been released from prison in North Carolina in 2020 after serving 22 years for a series of rapes in that state. He also has a criminal history in Maryland, where he once lived. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, November 30th. In Wood County, there is a special meeting notice at 9 a.m. at the courthouse to audit voting machines for the town of Sherry and the village of Millidore. The Wood County clerk will conduct a voting system audit on these units randomly selected by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their public meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the ARPA workgroup will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse for their regular committee meeting. In sports, the 6-1 Wake Forest Demon Deacons play the 5-1 Wisconsin Badgers tonight. The NCAA men's basketball game kicks off at 8 p.m. at the Kohl Center. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 11. Dry and warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happier happy hour? Can it also be a terrible Tuesday all at once, Tom?
Sure, why not? We can do whatever we want.
Dominic, we've got a verdict, a breaking verdict. The Oath Keepers, guilty, guilty, at least two guilties. Seditious conspiracy, the charge. And that's the charge I'd really like to see Donald Trump go down for. Something associated with the January 6th. But instead, I got a prediction, Dom.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Despite the fact the man's entertaining Nazis for Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago, I think he is still your GOP frontrunner. He will be your Republican nominee, and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back to him. So all this so-called boldness and the separation from Trump, that's just for show. Because when it really, when the rubber hits the road, and there's like 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and he starts chopping at Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump's going to win the primaries. He's going to run the table. He's going to, you know, win like 35% in Iowa and then like 35% New Hampshire. And pretty soon, it's just going to be the Trump show again. So mark my words, Tom.
It's still the Trump show, Crudy. Let me ask you, do you think Donald Trump has more or less support today than he did 1 year ago today?
Less.
And do you think he's going to have more or less support 1 year from now than he does today?
1 year from now would make it November. Yes, I think he will have the perception of power because I think the polling will show that he is leading the polls going into Iowa.
So you see zero headwind for this, for instance, breaking news, the E. Jean Carroll rape case will be in
Republicans
April,
view
April
that about him
of 2023. You think that particular case, just that one, or any of the multitude of other cases that Trump's facing right now, that will not have, number one, he will be found not guilty or they'll still be going on. It will have zero impact on his quote-unquote effort to run for president. You think there's no value to those things?
I think he was an alleged rapist before they made him the nominee in 16 and 2020. So if you're talking about whether or not it matters to the Republican base, apparently not. You know what I'm saying? Those evangelicals, he's their vessel. He's the fallen.
I mean, what? Have you seen any of the recent articles? The evangelicals have been kind of pulled
that's
away
what they
from
say.
Trump.
That's what
yes,
they're
that's
saying.
That's what they say.
I don't believe it, Dom. Because until there's a new king, he's the king. Until there's a new king of the Republican Party and they knock him off the mountain that is that craven, destitute party. I mean, they still love him. The base still loves Trump. You can talk about the donor class. You can talk about the those that are on the know. What the hell did they know? Donald Trump became the president. Not the left, not the right. Nobody saw him coming. So you're going to tell me now they know? I'm telling you this, Dom. He's
yes,
going to be the
now
nominee.
They know.
So who, if it's not Donald Trump, who's your Republican nominee? I'm not saying he's winning the presidency. I'm not saying it's not a ridiculous statement about the Republican Party and the state of those that would support this party at this late hour. But unless this guy's sitting behind bars, he is your Republican nominee.
Oh, now you're qualifying it. Okay. Well yeah,
you're
no
not going to get his ass in jail between now and the Iowa caucuses. So, you know, good luck with that. But that's basically January of 2024. He will be the winner of the Iowa caucuses, the Republican version thereof, because I don't think the Democrats are going back to Iowa this year. But the Republicans are, and Trump's going to win. And then he's going to win probably New Hampshire. And he's going to be on a roll, dude.
Come on, man. You sound so confident, man. I wish I could believe what you're selling.
Because the math doesn't show me another path for another Republican.
There's too many variables, Crudy. You are totally discounting all the variables that we know, let alone the unknown variables for the next, 13, 14 months?
Set aside all the variables.
You can't set aside the variables,
but
man.
But you can't quantify what those variables are yet because they're all hypotheticals today.
They're not. They're not hypotheticals. There's ongoing criminal investigations on multiple fronts against Trump and his organization, man. What are you talking about? Tony Ornato, the Secret Service dude, his buddy at the Secret Service, testified for 5 hours today in front of the J6 committee. Kellyanne Conway went voluntarily, didn't take the fifth yesterday. These are still active, ongoing investigations. That's just the J6 part, man. I mean, Stuart Rhodes guilty of seditious conspiracy. I mean, that's today. You don't think there's going to be any movement on any of these other cases that are continually, as we speak, every day, squeezing closer and closer to Donald Trump specifically?
Dominic, I've got to speak to our Madison audience for just a minute. Evan, thanks for flagging this. Police are searching for a suspect in a State Street shooting, and the public is being asked to avoid the State Street area of Madison. A shooting, at least one person injured at the shooting. One person is hurt after a shooting on State Street Tuesday afternoon, and police still searching for a suspect. Officers responded just after 3:30 in the 100 block of State Street. The scene is still very active, and police are asking the public to avoid the area. That reporting, according to NBC 15, here in Madison. Avoid the State Street area. Be safe out there. If you're leaving the office, you know, keep your wits about you. But Dominic, sorry to interrupt your thought. I think it's a valid thought. You know, I think by hearing you, I hear you say these things, and I know you believe them.
Well, and I know you believe what you're saying. It's just, I just, in order to go down that road, and I get it, you have to think that all these other things will have zero impact, number one, on Trump's ability to run for office, Trump's, or his supporters or those who would fund him.
It's the nomination.
That this is going to maintain as it is right now, and I just don't think it's going to be the case.
You understand how these primaries work, these winner-take-all Republican primaries. So whoever gets 30%, is probably going to get all the votes, basically all the electoral votes, if you will, towards the nomination. And if he's piling them up, guess what? People want to back a winner. And Donald Trump's been the president. And Ron DeSantis is not going to look good walking around Iowa in those white boots, man. I'm just telling you. And Ron DeSantis, when Donald Trump turns the whirlwind, the pain upon him, Ron DeSantis is so thin-skinned. He's a wannabe Nazi. You know what I mean? He wants to be a Nazi. He so desperately wants to be, but he's not a courageous man. He's smarter than Trump, but he doesn't have the courage to stand up to Trump. And he is going to wither before Trump. And once they see how weak DeSantis is compared with Trump, I mean, sadly.
I mean, but weakness,
that's
I mean,
all that know, will
Donald,
matter.
Donald Trump's shtick is stale. Man, we've seen this show before.
Stale, we are strong, and wrong, baby.
We're numb to it, man. So it's not going to have, he's not going to get the free media. The only media he's going to get is you know, you think they're going to pack back the winner if his company is convicted of $250 million fraud? Is that winning for you if E. Jean Carroll's rape case comes back and he's guilty? Is that winning? If he's brought up on charges of seditious conspiracy by special counsel Jack Smith, a la Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers, is that winning, Crudy? I mean, we can go on and on.
You know, to his perception, and when you look at the reaction of the Republican base, look at the search of Mar-a-Lago. They rallied to Trump. They rallied to Trump.
Who rallied to Trump?
Guys like Ron DeSantis came out, this is so bad what they're doing to our cult leader, Mr. Trump. Even DeSantis went sucking into there. I mean, dude, when this guy gets to play the victim card, and let's not forget, that's Donald Trump's MO. He plays the victim card. I'm being persecuted. Look at what they're doing to me because I am your choice. They're trying to silence you. That's how he plays it. And it plays in Des Moines, dude. I was there in October of last year when the guy had 45,000. Ron DeSantis couldn't turn out 4,500 in Des Moines.
It won't play in Des Moines if he's charged with you know, taking these documents, man. It's not going to play, man. I mean, I know it's a paper crime to you. We still don't know what happened to lots of those documents.
If it's a paper crime to me, what do you think his supporters think it is? They think it's more persecution from the... I mean, this guy survived two impeachments. Almost won re-election. You know what I'm saying? 21,000 votes in the state of Wisconsin. He wasn't exactly a runaway here. He's still fighting over, you know, like legislators to overturn.
Were there criminal investigations going into electioneering when you call 11,000? And all I need is 11,780 votes. Was that going on back then? No. No. Was there a $250 million fraud case in the state of New York? No. Was there a criminal charge in Manhattan against the Trump Organization? No. These things are all going on right now. And to think that as the time passes, that nothing will change or that he'll just walk away from them all, given what we've seen, convictions today, Oath Keepers, seditious conspiracy, pretty good for the DOJ. Apparently some people are buying it. Well, what was Trump's role in all that? What was Roger Stone's role in all that? This is still going on. We still don't know. We still don't have the info. We need the info. So I don't think that, you know, 18 or 12 or 16 months from now, we're going to be living in the same political situation. And we certainly weren't 18 months ago. And 18 months from now is not going to be the same as it is today.
All the man has to do is survive till he gets to the RNC in Milwaukee. And he's your Republican nominee, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. You had to bring that up, didn't you?
The RNC is coming to your town, baby. Donald Trump will be anointed the king of the cult again because no one can knock the king off the mountain. He's got too much notoriety, too much celebrity. He might be a stale act, but he's the best act the Republican Party have. And sadly, that will probably convince Joe Biden he's the best alternative. Right? Because if Trump's running... Biden's all in. Come back with us. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Always appreciate your opinions more than Dom's at 8:40.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Our known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is,
so I don't have any clue of what he's talking.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for Talk is Over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 23. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 28. Tomorrow night, lows around 16. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 35. 46 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take, as always, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, can I also encourage the audience? Use the Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do. You know, right now I'm watching. There's a guy listing in Australia. Someone's listing in the United Kingdom, the southern part. I hear that's the good part. And then all across the great United States and, of course, in the state of Wisconsin, lots of listeners to this fine program, Dom. They love us. You know, we're kind of a big deal.
Where do you get the Civic Media app, Crudy?
You can get it anywhere where you get apps. Here's the best part. It's free. It doesn't cost you nothing. Dom's favorite price. Free.
Free. If it's free, it's for me, and I'll take three.
And give them to all your family. I mean, think about that. All your Christmas giving is this Civic Media app. Really, kids, just get it for your parents. They will appreciate it. They don't know how much it costs. They can't get to the app store. You just get it for them. Say, Mom, Dad, you got your Badger Sports. You got a little country music. You got the greatest radio show ever each afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Devil's Advocates, I mean, if you're not aware. And all the other fine programs right here on the Civic Media Worldwide Network. So do it for me and Santa Claus. Santa wants you to do it, too. He's real.
Santa is real. I heard that.
Santa is real, but you don't believe in Jesus. So what Santa's so celebrating, man?
Ah, come on, man. We don't mess with the kid's mind. You know, Jesus and Santa, it made zero sense to me when I was growing up. I was singing all these songs, but what about, is Jesus Santa? I just didn't get it. And then South Park came along and pointed it out for me that Jesus died for Santa.
I'm wanting to turn our attention, you know, not that Santa bashing isn't a great topic. Militia boss faces 20 years for January 6th sedition. What Oath, the headliner here at the Daily Beast, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for planning an armed rebellion in an attempt to stop the electoral certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory over Donald Trump. Rhodes, along with one other member of the far-right militia, were found guilty on Tuesday of the rare Civil War era charge in the most significant trial yet over the January 6th insurrection. The verdict, which was delivered by a D.C. federal jury in 3 days, marks the biggest prosecutorial win in almost 2-year investigation. Why aren't we getting more convictions quicker? A almost 2-year investigation into how a MAGA mob stormed the U.S. Capitol and forced dozens of elected officials into hiding for hours, leaving bloodshed in their wake. Now the founder of the far-right militia faces up to 20 years behind bars on the sedition conviction alone. Kelly, yeah, should get a lot more than that, to my opinion, Dom. Kelly Meggs, a leader of the Florida Oath Keepers chapter, was also found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Their co-defendants, Thomas Caldwell, a retired naval intelligence officer, member Kenneth Harrelson, and Jessica Watkins, who led an Ohio militia group, were found not guilty of the most serious charge, but every defendant was convicted of obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, which itself carries up to 20 years in prison.
Cody Watkins was also convicted of civil disorder after she admitted she helped push law enforcement officers inside the Capitol. Rhodes, along with two others, was acquitted of conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. The militia leader was also found not guilty of conspiracy to prevent an officer from discharging their duties. After the verdict was read, Rhodes' son took to Twitter to respond to the conviction by posting a link to a YouTube video titled, "Happy New Year to You, in jail." So much weight is off now. Dakota Adams, who along with his mother
that
and
is
siblings,
hilarious.
Previously described attempting to escape an abusive life at home with Rhodes, added another tweet. Over the last month, prosecutors argued that unlike hundreds of other Capitol rioters who falsely believed the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, Rhodes and his fellow Oath Keepers carefully plotted to subvert democracy. While Rhodes did not enter the building, prosecutors said he surveyed his troops, quote unquote, during the riot, directing their positions from afar like a general. The prosecutor showed jurors text messages and audio recordings to argue that the Oath Keepers began planning to block the results of the 2020 election days after Biden was declared the victor. At the time, Rhodes said, "We're not getting out of this without a fight. Let's do it smart. Let's do it while President Trump is still commander in chief." A prosecutor said the desire to fight only grew as the group stockpiled weapons, coordinated meetups, and even planned on how January 6th would pan out. Oof. Of the five Oath Keepers to stand trial, Rhodes, Watkins, and Caldwell made the decision to testify in their own defense. Caldwell insisted his comments on private signal groups, including a threat to former Vice President Mike Pence, were simply words, and he had no intent to cause any harm during the insurrection. Rhodes took a different approach, choosing to throw his fellow Oath Keepers under the bus for their breach of the Capitol. "I think it was stupid to go into the Capitol. One, because it wasn't our mission," Rhodes told jurors. "And two, it opened the door for our political enemies to persecute us. And that's what happened. And here we are."
844-967-2789. Shouldn't be a shocker, Dom. Guilty. Guilty. What, guilty like five times?
Seditious conspiracy. And the other charge, too, also carrying an up to 20-year charge. Good. And this is good for the DOJ. This is good for justice. And let's hope. And what happens now, right? So and now that he's been found guilty, can he play ball at all? Can he roll up on Roger Stone? Can he roll up on anything else? Is there anything for Rhodes to offer now that he's looking at 20-plus years, the rest of his life, presumably in prison?
Dominic, some more breaking news on the Trump legal front. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Monday said that Donald Trump does not have absolute immunity, as the former president claimed he should in response to a lawsuit in its early stages related to Trump's actions around, wait for it, Dom, the 2020 presidential election. Civil rights groups have sued Trump for trying to disenfranchise voters, while Trump lawyers argue he can't be held liable in civil lawsuits because of immunity around the presidency. Judge Emmett Sullivan of the D.C. District Court on Monday disagreed. Come back. More devil's advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DOT will be holding a public involvement meeting to discuss options for a project from Poplar Street to the Wisconsin 73, Wisconsin 80, Wood County A intersection in Pittsville. DOT officials will discuss roundabout versus all-way stop options during the meeting on Wednesday, November 30th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Pittsville Community Center. The public is invited to attend and ask questions regarding the project. The Village of Plover is joining with the Town of Plover to start its own Visitors Bureau. They are withdrawing from the Stevens Point organization to focus on promoting developments and happenings in their neighborhoods. This will allow them to better advocate for the people who live in these areas, but will also benefit the surrounding communities as well. Officials have not decided if they will need a new visitor center yet or not, but they will likely hire more employees to make their vision a reality. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 11. Dry and warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Woo! Susan Collins, Rob Portman, Kristen Sinema from Arizona, and Tom Tillis from North Carolina would ensure that federal government recognizes a same-sex marriage, even if a couple moves to a state that doesn't do so. In addition, the bill would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as between a man and a woman, and passed the Senate by an overwhelming margin in 1996. Sinema said this, "This is something that many people in the LGBT community would not have expected just a decade ago. It really shows how much has changed in our country. It builds off years and years of work of folks who have been talking for decades about ensuring that all couples have the same protections, also making sure that we're respecting all Americans' religious freedoms."
844-967-2789. Your voice heard here on The Devil's Advocates. Brett from Eureka, California. How you doing, man?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going there?
Good.
Yeah, I'm in a celebratory mood today after hearing the news of Mr. Rhodes heading to the, you know, heading upriver. It's great news.
Happy New Year. In jail, Dad.
So it makes me wonder, is this going to maybe make a certain pair of tidy whities down in Florida maybe not fit as well this evening as they maybe fit this morning? I got to think that a seditious conspiracy conviction makes everybody a little bit more nervous at the top, don't you think?
You know, that's the really interesting part, Britt. We don't really know what the connection is from the Oath Keeper ring up to the top of the stinky fish, right? We know Trump wanted the mob, but was he also pushing the buttons, or was that, you know, sort of a side project of, let's say, Roger Stone? And, you know, Stone's already been pardoned once, right? So Stone got his get out of jail free card, but I think in probability Stone is the linchpin between whether or not Trump is connected to the actual on-the-ground actions, the apparently directed actions of seditious conspiracy, now convicted.
Correct.
Yeah,
it sounds like more pins need to fall before we'll know exactly what's going on. But it looks like it was a well-placed bowling ball right down the center lane to take out this Rhodes guy. So I hope we can, you know, I hope more pins will fall, and maybe they can get the kingpin if we're lucky. We'll see.
Britt, I like what you did there with your bowling analogies. I just hope we didn't hit the top pin, the head pin, and we didn't leave a 7-10 split, and Donald Trump waddles right through.
Well, you can't knock them all down till you knock one down. A little bit from the reporting on Rhodes' conviction at the Washington Post. Though prosecutors sought to prove only that Rhodes plotted with co-defendants to obstruct the presidential transition, both sides acknowledged that he was in contact with Stone, Ali Alexander, and Flynn during the post-election period. Oath Keepers provided them with bodyguards and communicated in a Friends of Stone encrypted group chat ahead of January 6th. So it's already known that there's been communication, and they were, you know, together many times prior to this. So to what degree, I guess we're going to have to wait and see as more and more of this unfolds. But certainly a great development, guilty of seditious conspiracy, Rhodes and one other, and all five guilty on other charges, other felonies as well.
Dominic, I think it's also interesting to note the January 6th committee still interviewing witnesses like Kellyanne Conway. The former, what, she was the campaign chair, the only one that hasn't gone to prison yet, and also chief of staff or press communications director. I forget her official role and title, but she apparently gave hours worth of testimony today to the January 6th committee. And my understanding is, Dom, because the new, you know, GOP-controlled Congress, where Jim Jordan might run the Judiciary Committee over on the House side, he was going to cherry pick out some exonerating testimony and stuff. Apparently, the January 6th committee intends to release all of the evidence collected between now and the end of the year. So, you know, a little Christmas reading for you.
Well, and didn't also the Congress get Trump's taxes? So they better get on that as well. Yeah, Kellyanne Conway testified yesterday for about 5 hours, and Tony Ornato, he testified today. He's the Secret Service guy who went over to the political side. You remember, they lost all their messages. Weird how that happened. They had this upgrade, you know, after, what, the worst attack on the Capitol ever, or at least since the Civil War. And they don't have any messages. They don't have any of this information. Of course, very, very concerning. But Ornato, Tony Ornato, again, he was the one apparently who told, what, Hutchinson, Cassidy Hutchinson, when she testified, that Donald Trump attacked the Secret Service because they wouldn't drive him to the Capitol so he could lead his troops into whatever jackassery he was trying to prove that day.
844-967-2789. And Ross, I'm taking your call now, but then I got a really juicy story for you. Donald Trump confessed. Ross from Middleton, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, you guys. First, a compliment on the radio stations. I can drive from Soldiers Grove in Crawford County listening to WRCE, and I can get all the way to either Dodgeville or Spring Green and have it on my radio, which is, I just think it's really cool.
Then you got to flip over to the TTN signal, baby.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I love it. I just love it that I can pick it up on my radio when I'm working, you know, around the house and stuff. It's cool. So just a kind of a rhetorical question and then a comment about this upcoming Supreme Court. The question is, where is Tim Michaels now? You know, is he here in Wisconsin or is he back in Connecticut? But the thing I wanted to talk about with the Supreme Court is this Doro, everybody's kind of like wanting to build her up as like having done a great job. And I would post it as she did her job. There was nothing overly spectacular. It's just that the court got so much attention, the case got so much attention, so it comes across. She did a regular job. She did her job, what she's supposed to do. But I think her record on, you know, maybe it might be her far right religious views, I think that just has to be played up. And then with the turnout, the Republicans got, you know, they didn't do as well as they thought they were going to do. And it was because of young people getting out, a bunch of other people. And I think a lot of it had to do with abortion. So if this Supreme Court election in April can be turned into a ballot or a thing on abortion, I think that this Doro can be beat. You know, and then I'm imagining it'll probably be, what is her name, Protasiewicz. I guess there's another woman named, or somebody named Mitchell. But I think if it's just about abortion, I think that she's beatable.
Well, it's an interesting point, Ross. I hope you're right, man. I hope it is a motivating factor for young voters, because historically, that's the problem with the Democratic base. You know, we're great in a presidential year when we got Barack Obama on the top of the ticket, or maybe even in a midterm year when abortion's on the ballot. But do the kids know there's a spring election coming up, a primary in February, and a general in April? I'm not clear. And one last.
It's our job. It's our job, Crudy, to make them to make them understand that this never ends, right? I mean, self-governance is like breathing. You got to do it. It doesn't just happen for you. You have to put an effort into self-governance. And if you don't, young kids don't get out there and do it, well, then you got people like Michaels out there going to do it for you.
You know, I think I encourage the young people before, you know, put the Civic Media app on mom and dad's phone for Christmas, tell them it's their gift. You know, it didn't cost you anything, but also I would say put it on your young adults' phones. They'll love you for it. Once they find it, they'll be like, what's this? And then they'll hear us.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And to Ross's point, I mean, I think obviously abortion is still going to be, you know, an issue come February and April. This will not be settled and rectified between now and then. So absolutely, abortion is still on the ballot.
Well, and the pathway to the Wisconsin Supreme Court also leads to the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I'm less clear on which specific lawsuits may make it up all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But the abortion issue, the challenge on the 1849 law by Josh Call and Tony Evers, presumably that's going to hit the Wisconsin Supreme Court, whether or not that law can be invalidated. Above and beyond that, you've got issues like, let's say, the very partisan gerrymandering of the state legislative maps. Let's say the courts ruled, and I'm saying this for our conservative friends, and some would say, there aren't conservatives. Yeah, there are. They're listening right now. Bill and Muscadet, he's listening on WRCE. I feel quite confident. Or the Civic Media app, if he's a real patriot. But what I would say, Dom, is conservatives should care about their representation as well. And currently, the way we do it is the Republicans bake the legislative majority to the point where they don't care about you. They don't care about you. The issues that are important to Wisconsin voters aren't important to the donors that fund the very gerrymandered Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. They stopped caring about you when it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're more beholden to Donald Trump in Florida than the voters here in Wisconsin. So if you want to change that, you have to understand the only change formula is through the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And that's not supporting the most cause celeb candidate. Apparently, that'll be Jennifer Doro when she jumps in tomorrow.
844.
Kind of coughed on that one a bit. Sorry.
89.
That's what's going to happen, man. I'm just telling you, I'm a pragmatic sort.
You are, and there's certainly, you know, that could come to fruition. There's no question. But there's lots between here and there.
Between here and the spring election, man? Start gathering ballot signatures, I believe, on December 1st. So it's going to be game on. Game on. You thought you'd take game the holidays
on, game
off?
On.
Hell no, you can't take the holidays off. There's no time off in politics, Dom. It's a year-round, 24-hour-a-day.
It just never ends, does it?
You can take off when the Packers are playing, but only if they're above 500. So right now, you got to be plugged in full-time.
Right. Doesn't bode well for the incumbents, does it, Michael? Or does it?
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. You guys always have a great show, and I'm not just sucking up. That's a fact.
We like it when you suck up, though. That's appreciated as well, Wisco.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. At least you take my call. As far as this, these spring elections really bother me because, 30% of the people at the most, Crudy and Dom, turn out, right? 30%?
Man, I got to look. Maybe. But here's what could happen, Wisco. What if Dane County and our overvote dominates the whole turnout of the state of Wisconsin? If all we did was concentrate the Devil Radio listeners right here in Dane County and they all came out and voted in the spring election, I mean, everyone listening to my voice right now, you must vote in the spring election. And if you do so, we will have a liberal, quote-unquote, balance to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if you don't do so, chaos.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance of flurries overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 23, west winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Highs level off around 28, tomorrow overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 16. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 35, 48 Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic and Pete's Box Mike, be patient. You're first in queue. Get in line after Pete's Box. But I've been teasing the confession made by Donald Trump on the Truthy Social last night. As it's reported here at the Raw story, former President Donald Trump has confessed. In an ongoing rant posted to his personal social media account on Monday, the former president admitted he stole the documents from the White House, concealed them for a year, lied to the FBI, his lawyers lied in court documents, then demanded a special master, and now a special master is overseeing a likely prosecution. Here is what he said in part. When will you invade Bill and Hillary's home in search of the 33,000 emails she deleted after receiving a subpoena from the U.S. Congress? When will you invade the other president's homes in search of documents which are voluminous, which they took with them, but not nearly so openly and transparently as I did? I mean, that's pretty much a confession right there, Dom. You know, setting aside the fact check about, you know, 33,000 emails and the whole Hillary thing. I mean, the actual statement is a confession of sort.
The last line Trump wrote will likely be one people remember forever. Quote, they took with them, but not nearly so openly as apparent and transparently as I did, unquote. Trump has only been transparent about stealing the documents after the FBI came in to take them back and after over a year of outreach and trying to acquire them. At no point did Trump post anything or reveal anything about stealing the documents transparently. Addressing the issue on Monday was Mary McCord, the former acting assistant attorney general for the national security at the U.S. Department of Justice from 2016 to 2017. A quote. So, you know, I think that if they're hadn't been many months of back and forth with the National Archives saying, we think you have presidential records, him finally delaying, delivering a couple of boxes, still not being a full return of all the boxes, a subpoena being issued, more documents being produced, certification or a declaration that there was all the documents that were in his custody, signed certification and filing a search warrant, said McCord. If we hadn't had all of that, he might have said in the chaos of moving, I didn't realize they were all there. McCord made it clear, saying, quote, I thought they were mine. Isn't really a possibility anymore. She went on to explain that many of the documents being classified and marked as such are also damning for Trump. Another quote. So even if there was a Pollyanna-ish defense, he has destroyed it with his own changing stories. I think he is going to say his defense to what he said today in that True Social post is, oh, no, again, I do everything transparently and openly. Of course, it wouldn't be anything I had any knowledge of that was unlawful. Otherwise, why would you not be trusted? But at the same point, that just doesn't hold water anymore. He confessed, Crudy. He confessed. But what do you care? He's going to be the Republicans' nomination, right? What is another big deal? It's just a paperwork crime. No biggie. Everything's fine. Move along.
844-967-2789. Did I mention paperwork crimes? Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom, you're exactly right, which means you're wrong. I have to agree with Crudy. I mean, he's already, how many times has he confessed? He confessed to sexual assault. It didn't matter, right?
Tick, tick, up. When you're a star, they just let you do it.
Yes, until he gets indicted, he is their number one guy, and I'm sticking with that. And then also...
Hang on. Hold that thought. Until he's indicted, so do you think Donald Trump will be indicted, say, within the next 12 months?
You know what? No, I don't believe it until I see it, man. He should have been indicted a long time ago. Flynn and other guys should be wearing blindfolds, smoking their last cigarette, but that's not happening. Anyway, I mean, he is a military guy. Give him that tribunal. See what happens with the... Give him some of the real generals. But was it Ross? Eureka, Ross. Even though I'm smoking pure Michigan, you're right. She's not going to win. She's another religious zealot. And on that subject alone, we should be able to burn her. And aren't you guys... Wait, Devil Radio, didn't you guys win the last Supreme Court election?
Well, the Dan Kelly race, we won by 163,000 votes. Depends on which one you're talking about. We won them all that they played along with us.
Exactly. And how many satellite stations are there out there now? They're never going to win another one.
It sounds sort of notorious when you say it like that. Pizza Box, he is one of the fine hosts on the network. You can hear him here on the Mothership. Devil Radio out of Madison, noon on Saturdays. Tune in for the Pizza Box Mike Show. And also, WAUK, Caw the Shaw. He likes to say it like that. Very clever, I think. 844-967-2789. Be like Pizza Box. You could earn a moniker around here, Dom.
Just, you got to call. You got to try. You got to make the effort. I appreciate your position, Pizza Box, but... And maybe, you know, the passing of this bill today in the Senate, led by our fair Senator Tammy Baldwin, to enshrine into federal law protections for gay marriage. You know, that kind of goes against what Judge Doro said in her application to Scott Walker back in 2011, that this is, you know, judicial actives. They don't like the butt stuff. You know, these Republicans are still the same, right? So while they take this religious position, they're being left behind by the practicality that love is love, man. And if you Christians, you care, you say it's all about the love, you certainly don't act like it. I mean, this Nick Fuentes guy who went with the artist formerly known as Kanye West down to Trump. I know Maddow did a little bit on him yesterday. There's some, you know, look for video of this guy. I mean, what a young POS, man. And he stands up as, oh, I'm this pure Christian, and, you know, nope, doesn't like the Jews, doesn't like the interracial marriage, doesn't like the gays. Oh, hell no, not the gays. I mean, and this is a guy who's sitting apparently, Crudy, with the Republican front runner for 2024. Wow. Good luck with that, people.
And many other good people, I'm sure. On both sides of the divided Mar-a-Lago. Which part of that turned off the Republican electorate prior? I mean, seriously. We didn't know Trump was a racist. We didn't know. We knew. We know. Republicans seemingly, I mean, this is your opportunity, Republicans, disavow me. Make Crudy absolutely wrong. I'd love to be wrong on this topic. But my prediction is the Republicans will come crawling back to this craven cult leader when he defeats Ron DeSantis in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and a handful of the primary states. And they'll do the math and say, oh, he's our nominee. Well, we want to steal a couple of more Supreme Court justices. Trump's our dude. You know who will be doing ads for him? Mitch McConnell. Because he has no conscience either. I mean, really, they're all sellouts. Prove me wrong. They won't prove me wrong. They are sellouts. Thanks for listening, though. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Glad you could all be a part.
Crudy. Trump won't make it to Iowa, man.
You going to the Trump rally in Iowa with me, Dom? I'm taking you, man, because you made a bold statement.
You can't make me go.
And I double dog dare you to do something about your lack of representation in the 8th. Just saying.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources
WFHR, and Services Administration. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.